In 1890, there'd never been anything quite like Henrik Ibsen's Hedda Gabler. No heroine from the Greeks, say Medea, nor Elizabethan tragedy, think Lady Macbeth. No maiden from the 18th and 19th century romances was quite like her. Since then, she and her sister, Strindberg's Miss Julie, had had lots of daughters. But even today, 125 years later, none are quite like Hedda Gabler. The play in IU's Ruth Ann Hall's theater directed by Dale McFadden is action-packed, but fast-moving, and seems shorter than its 2.5 hours. Hedda Gabler begins as a bitter drawing-room comedy, ends as a stark domestic tragedy, and it still packs a punch. Hedda, played by Abby Lee, comes onto the stage as a stone-faced, bitter woman just returned from what was her 6-month honeymoon. Her only joy in the moment is to humiliate her husband's stoically loving Aunt Juliana, Megan Dieter. Hedda's a woman well aware of her magnetism and talents, but trapped in a restrictive world with no inner resources or compass other than fear of social embarrassment or humiliation. Matthew Murray plays Hedda's husband, Tesmon, as an energetically cheerful sort. He's a clueless nerd, still thrilled that he has married the lovely Hedda and secure in his love for scholarly pursuits. Tesmon is totally unaware of the less-than-gentlemanly designs that Henry Warrenitz's Judge Brack has on Hedda, and the still-smoldering passion that surrounds her earlier relationship with his lost-to-dissipation colleague, Lovborg Chris Handley. Lovborg's been aided in rehabilitation and in his own work partnering with Christine Alicia as Mrs. Elfsted. Hedda charms Mrs. Elfsted, draws out the details of her aid for Lovborg and their work together. In an echo from Ibsen's The Doll's House, Mrs. Elfsted, like Nora, has left her husband, but in this case with a specific purpose. Hedda's jealous of Mrs. Elfsted's partnership with Lovborg, and she can't deal with a healthily productive man. She taunts Lovborg back into alcoholism and on to his death. Judge Brack has been looking for a social way to control Hedda, and her participation in Lovborg's death gives it to him. In the final scene, as the judge calmly plans a nice domestic triangle, while Tesmon and Mrs. Elfsted excitedly pore over Lovborg's notes, the trapped Hedda, in a romantically framed moment, shoots herself. Tesmon and Mrs. Elfsted are dumbstruck. The play's final line is the judge's, "People don't do things like that," he says. Today we might call Hedda a narcissistic sociopath, possibly offer some consideration for her character out of concern for the male-dominated society that so restricted her. But perhaps it makes more sense to say she's a bitter, cowardly, short-term schemer with an evil streak and some romantic delusions. The IU production of this dense drama moves quickly, and there's a surprising amount of humor, especially in the first act, and even laughter in some of the wry moments. Henrik Ibsen's Hedda Gabler at IU's Ruth Ann Hall's Theater plays through October 3rd. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.